Good evening and welcome to Lehigh Valley Discourse on WDIY Community Public Radio. I'm Pamela Varconi, your host this evening. Tonight, we will be honoring Women's History Month by speaking to two women who have made a little history on their own. Diane Whitry, composer, conductor, author, and the first woman to lead the Allentown Symphony Orchestra. Then in the next segment of our program, joining us will be Dr. Stephanie Alexa, scientist, teacher, coach, and the first woman president of the Lehigh Valley Angel Investment Network. We'll then bring you both of our guests together for your questions and comments. Please stay with us and join the conversation by calling in to 610-758-8810. And now let's begin Lehigh Valley Discourse on WDIY Community Public Radio. I'm Pamela Varconi, your host for this evening, and we're going to begin with composer, conductor, and author Diane Whitry, talking about the importance of pushing boundaries and breaking stereotypes. And Diane, you certainly have done that.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We are really interested in hearing about your childhood and your background because reading your bio was just fascinating. You started being an entrepreneur and you started breaking boundaries at a very young age.
Yes, I was always doing things a little bit outside the box, and I always had little side businesses even when I was a child growing up. And I remember in junior high school, we weren't supposed to bring candy to school, but I always would stop by the store before school and I would buy up all this candy and then I'd sell it to my friend at like five times what I paid for it. You know, it was just a way to make some money.
And you had a little black market candy business going.
I did. And then my other business, when I was in college, actually, I had a used bike business. I went to USC in Southern California, and you know, people used bikes to get around campus, and they didn't want a really good bike because it would get stolen. And so I would go to the police auctions and buy up, for like $5, $10 a bike, buy up all these old bikes and take parts from one and put them on another and sort of recreate these bikes and sell them once again to my friends, for $25, $30 a bike. But it made a lot of good spending money.
A 300-400% profit just on the bike.
Exactly. I only go into businesses that I have at least a 300-400% profit.